Now, Dr. Luke wrote his gospel for a twofold purpose. There is this historical purpose, and you have a complete historical narrative in the gospel of Luke. It has a literary aim. There are more wide-reaching references to institutions, customs, geography, and history of those times than any other gospel. But most important, there was the second reason, the second purpose, and it's the spiritual purpose. And he presents the person of Jesus Christ, and he's the perfect divine man. He's the Savior of the world, and he was God manifest in the flesh. Only Dr. Luke will say it differently than John says it. And let me say just a word about Dr. Luke. He's the only Gentile who made any contribution to the canon of Scripture. I wonder if you recognize that. He wrote two books of the New Testament. He wrote Luke, the gospel name for him, and also he wrote the book of Acts. And he was a Gentile. You say to me, how do you know he was a Gentile? Well, if you should go over to the fourth chapter of the Epistle to the Colossians, Paul knew him pretty well. And Paul gives in the fourth chapter of Colossians a list of some folk that he knew. And he mentions here, and I'll just drop in at verse 11. He says, Jesus, that's the name of a person in that day, which is called Justus, who are of the circumcision. Now, that concludes a list of people that he mentions, Tychicus, Onesimus, and Aristarchus, and now Justus. He says, now these are of the circumcision. They are Israel. These only are my fellow workers under the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Now he takes up a list of Gentiles. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you. And then he goes on down and mentions others. And in verse 14, he says, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Now, these were Gentiles. So Dr. Luke was a Gentile, and he wrote the Gospel of Luke. Makes it quite interesting, does it not? He also was a companion of the Apostle Paul. For over in the 16th chapter of Acts, well, Dr. Luke makes it very clear that he joined the party, that is, of Paul, and he traveled with him. He was with him on the second and, I think, third missionary journeys. And we find here what is known as the we section of Acts. And he talks about they. But in verse 10, he says, and after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia. And from there on, you find out Dr. Luke was with Paul on that second missionary journey, that historical crossing over into Europe. And friends, that's very important to see, by the way, and that is the reason we mention that. He probably was a convert of Paul, and he went with him on this second missionary journey. And he was with Paul to the very end. When Paul wrote his swan song, which is 2 Timothy in the 4th chapter, verse 11, he says, only Luke is with me. And he calls him, as you see here, a beloved physician. He was a scholar also. He was acquainted with Greek culture. And we're going to see he has the poems that are associated with Christmas especially. And he wrote the best Greek in the New Testament along with Paul. We'll see that, I think, maybe today. And we're going to get into that in just a few moments. He made an autopsy of the body of Jesus, the person of Jesus. He dissected him, examined him. He determined the cause of death. And he was very careful about that, how he did it. Dr. Luke puts the stethoscope of inspection down upon the baby of Bethlehem and again at the cross. And he says he's dead. But he also says on the third day, he put the stethoscope down again. He said his heart's beating. He's alive. Now, Luke had another purpose, and that's that spiritual purpose. He presents the perfect divine Son of God. Now, in the Gospel of Matthew, the Lord Jesus is the Messiah. He's the King. He's the Redeemer. In the Gospel of Mark, He's the mighty conqueror. He is the virile ruler of the world. But in the Gospel of Luke here, He's our great high priest, touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and He can extend help and mercy and love to us.